All right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ. I want to say, Brad Dixon, proud of you, man. And I know a lot of people from Mercer County are saying that, too.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of people that have had a hand in, you know, who I am as a person and as a coach. And, you know, for Bob Stockham to hire me and Fred Lucas to take me in and, you know, even Marty Sanders and Mick Lauck and, you know, Carl Carlson and the you know, Steve Williams, Brian Quam. I could go, I could name all these coaches that I either played under or coached with. And you know, a lot of them reached out to me, and it just makes you feel good knowing that, you know, you've had an impact on them the same way that they've had an impact on you.
Well, and when I walked into Memorial Stadium today, two of the first people I saw were Fred Lucas and Eric Russell.
Yeah, and I forgot for Eric. You know, those guys were, that was an awesome staff when we were at Westwood. We were fighting an uphill battle with numbers and talent, but we had as much fun as I had this year, you know, just because those are two great guys, and Mercer County's extremely lucky to have them on the staff. And, you know, that's just kind of shows you the brotherhood of coaching and then the fraternity, and the same way the players, the coaches have the same thing.
It seemed like you enjoyed all 14 weeks. Sometimes I ask coaches, do you drink it all in during the 14 weeks, or especially the 5 weeks of the postseason? Did you think you really took time to truly appreciate it? And sometimes you say, well, it's just we win, we got to get ready for next week, that type of stuff.
You know, my first time going to the semifinals in 2012, I didn't take it in. It was work. And the second time, I made sure to do that. And this time, you know, as coaches, we came up here to the press box before the game, and we just sat in there and for probably 10 minutes and just took it in and talked. And it was just, you know, it's kind of that wow moment that we're here. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't play the way we wanted to today, but doesn't take anything away from what the body of our work. And you know, it's fuel for upcoming classes, but it's also something to be proud of, to be one of the last two teams standing in Class 1A.
And I know the other part of it is you have to share like the success with people, so elaborate a little bit on wife, two kids, mom, dad, two brothers that are all part of this, and I'm probably missing some other family members too, but what does that mean, all this, you think?
Oh, yeah. If my parents have missed 20 total games in my playing or coaching career, that's probably on the high end. You know, they drive 2, 3, 4 hours. I think they had their room booked like 5 weeks ago for state, just because that's how much belief they have in. And you know, my brothers are, well, I got one there in Aledo, Josh. Derek's out in Iowa. You know, he follows all the games. My uncle Rod came from Texas. And then my wife, who has two little kids. We've got a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And when you're making these runs and you're trying to get yourself and your team prepared, it's, you know, the things that you do at home become a little bit less. And she picks up a lot of the slack. And she allowed me to be a coach, you know, and I'll never be able to repay her for that. But, you know, I'm proud of the fact that this whole community also got behind us, you know, here at Camp Point. And, you know, I had multiple parents and fans just yesterday say, this is so awesome. And they're excited as our players are. And then that's what it should be about.
Right. And I know I haven't seen your kids play for 14 weeks and how they've handled media. But I want to tell you today, watching the statewide post-game press conference where the season comes to an end in a loss and not a victory, man, I was pretty impressed with those dudes that were standing up there. That's the other part of success, where you maybe can sit back and digest some of this and say, man, when I sat up there and how those kids presented themselves after this loss today.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, a loss in this situation probably does them more good in the long run than a win. You know, obviously we all want to win, but sometimes it's in our defeats and in our losses and when we have adversity that we really kind of figure out who we are. And to be able to stand up there and in front of the media and answer questions about, you know, what did they do to be in a 44-7 game or 44-6, there's not a lot of things you can say, but you know, they gave the credit to Forreston and where they should have, because Forreston, you know, it was nothing that we necessarily did wrong. It was what they did to us repeatedly, and you know, we fought as hard as we could. It just wasn't going to happen today, and our kids alluded to that in the press conference, and they're a humble group of kids, and they're just happy to be here, and I'm happy to coach them.
Last question is, what was your emotion when you actually took to the field today and said, I'm in the state championship game? This kid from, I grew up in New Boston, Illinois, and One night I got beat 64-0 by the Westwood Wolfpack. I don't know what the score was, but I'm just saying you've had those humble moments in your coaching career where, am I ever going to be in a position where I'm running out on the field of the state championship game? What was your emotion, or what was your I guess just your thought process as you take the field today?
Well, I was one of the last ones on the field, so as soon as our first few guys got through the tunnel, you could hear the entire roar, and it was like you just everything you thought it would be, the goosebumps. You know, it's what every kid should strive to do, because, you know, to come out here and to put yourself out in front of the country in terms of being on TV and in front of our fans is something these kids will never forget. You know, like I said, it didn't happen on the field today, but I guarantee you they're going to talk about, you know, I remember taking that field at Memorial Stadium and having all of our fans, that the whole side, you know, or half of it filled up, and you know, I think in a week, 2 weeks, whatever, we'll go back and I'll rethink through this thing. Right now, it's all kind of a whirlwind, and you know, we're just extremely blessed to have a chance to go out here and represent our community.
You got a strong beard game today, but the medal around your neck looks better. Congratulations, and I know you'll keep it rolling, and it's been a pleasure covering you, and I know all the people back home are really proud of you.
Thank you.
Brad Dixon with us on WRMJ.